Who's taking attendance? You are.
Okay.
And whoever's the secretary, presumably.
Yeah.
Oh.
Do we have a forum?
We have everybody.
Every group. Who is imaginary?
I'm not sure.
Anthony.
I'm imaginary.
Jerry's.
Completely imaginary. That's why you didn't say me.
The recording.
Well, we can, we have call order.
I'm just making sure all the pieces are in report. And that the minutes paper is in order, the actual decision person is aware and doing. Okay, so we can start the meeting. And we'll start with group participation numbers.
Me?
Sorry, imaginary.
She's gonna call it.
She can call it.
Imaginary.
B2.
Wild West.
N+1.
Can y'all speak up just a bit, please? Thanks.
Can you hear?
We can hear you really well.
We can turn that down.
I don't know, I tested everything.
How that's going. Is it needed?
It's better. Well, I can hear you. Let's put that.
The finger especially.
Okay.
Okay, Far East.
011.
Oh.
NWK.
10.
Space Cadet.
0 and 12.
Did you say 2?
0.
12.
2 and.
The 0 and 12.
Oh, 0.
Everybody responded on email.
Okay. Shuttle.
6+2.
And Heights.
Well, our meeting was scheduled on the night of the storm when it snowed, so we canceled. So it's 0+8.
And I'm sorry, I made a mistake. It's 8+6 for everybody. I was looking at the previous months.
Okay.
Agenda.
Okay, so we want to move to the approval of the November 21st, 2024 minutes.
Committee.
Move approval.
There was one correction that Flora asked me to make on the minutes, and that had to do with the Wild West interest doing work days at the community center. And she wanted to make sure that our reason for doing that was we wanted to lower the need for hiring outside workers to do things in the community center. To lower the amount of paid work we did. That's the only difference. And Rose, you're the note taker. I'll send you the note that she had. Thank you.
Okay, well, do you all accept that?
What was it? I didn't quite understand.
So what we, I guess, apparently.
Davey.
Yeah, I can't hear anybody.
Okay.
At the top of the table.
Okay. Can you just clarify what you want the minutes to read?
Just about the proposal or the interest in Wild West and leading a couple times a year a work day at the community center. If in the minutes it said it was to do things that we'd forgotten to do in the past, but it was actually our group thought was that it was a way to lower our expenses by doing more things ourselves and to have less outside paid workers.
Okay, so Wild West would like the minutes to reflect their group suggests periodic work days to lower the cost of
maintaining
the community center.
Thank you. I think I said that right.
Beth says yes. Anybody watch?
Me?
I thought you nodded your head.
I meant I heard that.
Okay.
I have no idea whether what was said last time was whether that's accurate, but probably so.
I think so. I remember that. Okay. Are you okay with the change? Are you okay with the change?
Yes. Thank you.
Daryl and Jerry, are you okay with the change?
Yes.
And Mav?
Yes.
Yes. Whenever we're ready to move on.
Were there any other?
I was just.
Changes?
Wait, can we do that inside? Yeah.
I just want to know their names.
We'll get it. Yep. So you got that?
Well, send it to me, okay.
I'll send it to you. I can have Flora send it to you.
There was a lot of opportunity to make that change.
She's the one that's been out of town, I'm sorry.
Any other changes that reps want to the groups want to their to the minutes? All right, then, are the minutes?
Yes. Can we now vote to approve the minutes? Everybody approve?
Aye.
As amended.
As amended.
I approve. Thank you.
Jerry and
yes.
Yes. Mo, are you raising your hand to vote, or would you like to contribute?
To vote, yes.
Okay. All right. We have two new arrivals, so hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm Susan Frenchek, and this is Trip Hammond. We just moved in.
Yeah.
From Long Island.
Oh,
nice.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming.
So, my name's David. It's nice to meet you both.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe people will introduce yourselves to
well,
afterwards so
yeah.
we can continue. Yeah.
All right, so now we're doing...
Any changes? The changes in the agenda item that I have is old business number 4 is changed to admin number 2. That's...
And then old business number
5 is changed to admin number 3. That's just where we're going to do them. There's reasons why they appeared previously, but...
And then the business item number
yes.
4 is admin item number 1.
Okay.
Those are all reflected in the agenda notes, but we'd like to follow that those changes in the discussion.
Is that all okay? Any deletions?
I have a question, if that's okay, regarding the agenda. There's an item number 5 of, is it... New business?
Yes.
That referred to the boardwalk, and there were several attachments that was probably operator error on my part, but I didn't see those in what I received. Did I look at the wrong?
They're all numbered 16 because the agenda item was added later, so the attachments have the
number 16. Yeah, I just didn't need 16. To see that attachment at all. So, all right, never mind.
Thank you. Any other deletions or edits to the agenda?
Any additions of emergency admin items?
No.
Okay. All right. So, looking at the reports, do any reps want to report discussion? And we'll move that to the after admin if you do.
Imagine anyone wants to discuss 3 of the reports. Should I say them?
Yes.
The community center report, the road and tractor report, and the walking facilities report.
Okay. Mo, Daryl, or Jerry, did your group want to comment on any of the reports submitted?
No.
No, we don't have. We did have a very brief question about this is relating from I guess Kurt's death, and I think he was involved in trying to assess the roads here from the fire safety standpoint, the test drives.
So number
that
9.
Last item.
Okay.
Yes, and I was just curious if that did anybody. Can we make that happen? Because we're not sure it did happen.
We'll look at it when we get there.
And Wild
West. That's great. Thank you.
Wild West request that we have some comments about attachment number 5, the road and tractor report.
Okay. Daryl or Matt?
Nope.
Okay.
Pardon? We didn't really discuss the reports other than as they came up in the agenda items.
Okay. Hi.
Nope. So we're ready for the annual report from the reps about the annual election of all group reps and alternatives.
You know, I kind of have a problem with the fact that we have a new coordinator and we have not just celebrated her.
Yeah.
It's not business as usual.
We've been hanging out all day. So
yeah.
I forgot.
Thank you so much.
Okay, so Rachel's our new coordinator, and this is her original slide. She's directed us behind the scenes of what she wants us to do.
Uh-huh.
Very
exactly
certainly and authoritatively.
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right, so annual election, so we'd like to just go around the through the groups and see if you did vote, if your group did vote, who was elected as the rep or confirmed, and then if you did also select an alternate to share that as well.
It was, I'll be the rep again, and then Ed is still the alternative.
You gotta like lean.
Ed and, or me and then Ed.
Angie? I'm gonna continue on, and Robin and David are interested in one of them being an alternate. That would be great.
I suggest that people, can I say something? Please say that your group selected them. Don't just say people are interested. Say your group selected you. Your group selected the people as alternates.
Okay, but I think the clarification is they were not selected. They just were expressed interest in the future.
Yes, they expressed interest, and all of the group said, yay, someone's going to do it.
But not necessarily selected.
So if they say yay, I'd say that's selected.
Wild West reappoints Flora unanimously, and then are going to be alternate reps depending on who's available. And I do have a question about that. Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, do we have approved or a preferred organization for Justin? Justin and I both want to take the class. Is there a preferred?
For sure, to provide for the class.
We can look into that.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, I can take that because I need to find my own class, which is different. But
yeah, will you share that with the group for all of the potentially new people that are stepping up?
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Preferred provider.
Any for Lucia? Lucia? No meeting, no election.
I was re-elected for 1 month, and then starting in June, Rose was elected for the rest of the year, and Billy was re-elected as alternate.
Do you mean June, or are you saying February? For Rose to take over, February.
February, the rest of the year. I'm there just through this month,
okay, thank you.
And then Rose takes over.
Yay.
That was the. I am resigning as of the end of the month.
Thank you, Mo.
For health reasons.
Thank you, Mo.
Thank you,
for all you've done. Thank you.
Thank you for that and everything else. Okay, are we ready for Daryl?
You know, we picked me in November, and we don't have an alternate.
Yeah, we do.
What?
I'll be your alternate.
Judith.
Mine. We have to select.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Never mind. Jared? NWK selected me to be the representative, and Denise Tinley, T-I-N-L-E-Y, will be the alternate.
Thank you.
Any
further comments or questions about that? Moving on to old business, starting with a firehouse extension proposal.
Since this proposal was not resubmitted, we don't think that there's any discussion on this item. Okay?
Right.
Okay? Making eye contact with you. All right. Good.
I think Daryl.
Okay, so we don't have an alternate, but Judith has volunteered, but it'll probably be the February meeting before we have a chance to actually select her.
Thanks, Daryl. All right,
number two, community center fee schedule.
I'm sorry. We did have a question about the firehouse proposal. I understand that Representative Tant is going to submit a legislative budget request for a new truck that would work better, which is wonderful. And it would just be great if we could hear back whether we should. When and whether we should encourage whoever Representative Tant thinks we should reach out to encourage that item to go through.
Okay, I'm going to make a note of that for when we bring it up on the for the report, the fire record report, which is where it's
ended.
Thank you. Okay, so as we go through the old business, we're going to try to make sure that everybody gets an opportunity to give feedback on their group first, and then open it back up to the whole group if discussion is needed. Is that okay? Yep. Okay. So community center feedback, the community center fee schedule, this is, do you can share, if, is everyone ready to vote on this, or is discussion needed? Okay, you want to go through and vote?
So you're not going to call for any discussion?
No, because
okay. Right, you're not right. Okay.
Okay, are we starting? Okay. But we vote yes.
What are we on? Community center, please go.
Angie? Are you ready to vote?
Sure.
If you're not, then we can discuss instead. We can vote?
Yes,
we can
vote.
Okay.
They need to be finished their discussion.
Okay, we'll wait.
Good.
Hey, you're good.
Great,
so we're on the
CC.
Fee
schedule.
Yes.
Vote. You're voting yes, or are you just saying we can vote?
I vote yes.
Vote yes.
Okay.
Vote yes. Mm-hmm. Hi.
Yes.
NWK?
We voted yes, but we did note a typo in the fee schedule.
Okay.
That I don't know if you want to wait until after the vote to discuss that.
Okay. Let's wait. Daryl?
We basically voted yes. There was some concern as to whether whether the people who call it Sunrise people hadn't been consulted or involved at all, and his concern was expressed that they do a lot for us and maybe they could just make a contribution in lieu of assessments and have the same fees as we have. But most, the group as a whole voted yes.
Okay. And Matt?
Yes.
Jerry, can you share with us the
Yes, I'd be happy to.
Anna's here on the Zoom too, so she can hear the direct feedback.
Who is? I'm sorry.
Ann Heppel.
Yeah, I've talked to Ann about this. So on the one, two, third line, which is the weddings, you'll note that it says up to $2,500 for proposed non-rental, proposed non-member rentals, and it just says $1,500. For Sunrise, which makes it sound like a flat fee, which I'm sure is not what Ann said that was not what was intended. So we would just suggest to, in whatever final materials are put together, we just say up to $1,500 in that case too. So it makes it clear that that's not a flat fee.
Okay. And then Daryl, Ann might be able to, communicate directly with you about your group's questions about Sunrise.
Okay, thank you.
So the fee schedule has been approved by groups.
Yay.
Oh,
finally, yay, congratulations.
Right.
So we're moving on to number three, coordinator protocol for managing emergencies and unforeseen occurrences, MLC. It's still a work in progress, so no discussion is needed.
It's not on the agenda.
No. Okay. It's not on the agenda. There it goes. Number four has been moved to admin item number two, and number five has been moved to admin item number three. So we can move on to new business.
Like
it. Yep.
So the first new business is request for tree removal on common land.
So we'll first go through and get feedback. Let the reps share feedback from their groups. I mean, you can start, we've been kind of just doing round robin, but
that's fine. We kind of had mixed feelings on whether or not the trees should come down, but we definitely think that it should go through the process of having the tree protectors take a look at them and see what they think first. we want to see if there's any additional, you know, damage that's going to come to the walking paths from erosion from these trees, and then do the cook camp. You know, are they on the same page?
Talk up in the loud.
Trees by the pool.
Which part?
Nothing. They're talking.
Is that my turn?
No.
Far east is yes.
Laura.
So we're no on that, echoing what Anthony said.
If people talk up really loud because we have so many people that reps really need to hear you.
No on that. There needs to be, there's no total cost there, no cost is provided, and there's no tree protector approval.
Can I clarify something? This is not something that the pool would pay. That the pool would pay for this. This is not something MLC would pay for.
Okay.
You're just asking for approval to do the work.
Okay, thank you.
We approved it. Heights Group approved it.
Okay. Can I say something? I had promised Karen Rose, and I failed. I promised that I would take some pictures for her because she had some concern about erosion. And I didn't get it done. So I'm fessing up.
That's not, it's okay.
But she has concerns.
Thank you.
Okay. She's one of the tree protectors.
Oh, she is. Oh,
Daryl.
Thank you. That's clarified.
Where are we?
We're waiting for Daryl to speak back
on the
pool trees. Okay, on cutting the trees for the pool. We had two members who were adamantly against cutting trees, and everyone else said that's just fine. And, I mean, the pool people were paying for it, and so they were positive about cutting the trees.
How many yeses in your group, then? You said two noes, and then everyone else.
We had 10 yeses and 2 noes.
Thank you.
So, Jerry?
NWK approved it.
Mo?
Shuttle wants more information before it could decide. Two people sit straight, no. The rest of us were concerned about particularly the trees north of the pool being needed for erosion control. So Karen Rose, who's out of town this month, is of course a tree protector, would like a chance to see the trees and offer an opinion. So right now we are not ready to decide. Also, we were wondering if this would be done all at once or in sections or something. Do they have the money to do it all?
I can answer that question if you want me to do that now.
Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you, Jerry.
You go ahead.
Yes, Jerry.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. It's hard to participate by Zoom. I apologize. It would not all be done at once. We don't have the money to do it all at once. We would do it bit by bit over time. Our understanding is that the cook camp folks are also interested in the removal. I don't think erosion is a concern, but obviously, if they want to have Karen take a look at it, that's fine. But I would think, you know, it'd probably be a couple a year in terms of how much they cost to take down.
Okay. So what is the count?
Well,
move the business.
It doesn't matter. I know it's not going to pass, but I still want to know what the group count is. Two groups, three groups. I don't know what Daryl said, whether it was yes or no. She said two out of 12 people have said no. So I would assume overall it's a yes. So I have two no's. Okay. Two groups have a no. So then, okay. Any further discussion?
Yeah, I was just curious, have any of the tree protectors looked at this yet and given their opinion?
I don't know about Brian, but I know that Ed is in our group and he has not.
Okay. The trees have been flagged, and it says that everyone's welcome to come look at it. I don't know directly.
Okay, sounds
you're right.
Okay.
Ed reported that the tree protectors hadn't had a chance to do it yet. So our group stopped discussion at that point.
Okay.
So
waiting for more information from tree protectors.
So yes. Is that the action? To ask Pool Co-op to interact, to discuss directly with the tree protectors now?
Okay. Moving to number two of new business. Moving trees for emergency access on Beach Nut Gum Trail.
Okay.
Group feedback.
Basically, it's just as clarification. I guess we're just giving the information that I think is in here. But the team is going to cover any of the costs over that $2,500. But the main thing is, can we confirm that this work is being done because it's needed for trucks other than the truck that we are no longer trying to get? So we were trying to make a larger firehouse for this Pierce Dash truck, but we seem to have moved on from that to a smaller truck. And so what we want to do is we just want to make sure that this work is not only for this truck that we are no longer considering. And then we're for it otherwise.
Can we just let all the groups give feedback first, Mo? And then you
can just answer that question.
I know, but
if he wasn't answered.
Hold on.
We are a yes, and I think that Tina is going above and beyond to put safety first, and she deserves a big thank you.
I don't remember that there was a problem in the video going down that road.
That video was only with the Pierce staff, the larger truck. So, and in her proposal, it's all emergency vehicles that she got from the Chief Carroll.
And any delivery vehicles also. All of them have trouble going down the road.
But did your group give?
I just don't know that it's, I don't know, it's necessary. Also, anything that would be involved in the cost of this that the co-op would pay for, it needs to be, we need to see a bid for that.
She had bids in the
It has to be posted on the website. And so we need a bid for that.
Well, it may doesn't have to be.
Okay, right? Let her give her feedback, please.
Hold on, what do you say?
I'm interested in other groups feedback before I go forward.
Just said that we don't need more
people
cut down, that fire truck had no trouble with access, but that's not true.
Okay, I'm down.
Damn it.
What?
And she's representing.
I'm totally open to what everyone has to say, and I would like to go last and hear what other groups have to say first.
Okay.
Do we need to discuss what just happened with muting somebody?
Somebody needs to not be put.
Pardon me?
Can he tell that I muted?
Well,
I'm doing it. I know, I'm asking. We need to say that.
We said we need to mute, and then we did it. Okay.
What was that, James?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's move on, right?
I would like to know who was speaking.
It's not James. It's Jim Girth, right?
Oh.
Yes.
And he... What did he say? I didn't understand.
What group comments?
It was not a. I prefer not to repeat it because it was unkind.
I didn't hear what he said.
But whatever it is, we were getting group reports first.
Okay.
And then if there's further comments, people who are at the meeting and he's at the meeting have the right to make those comments. But that's out of order at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Super candid.
Heights group was in favor of this. We felt like it was a very well considered, well written proposal, and we understand that this is not going to be the last of the trees that will likely be cut to allow emergency responders to get to homes. And we kind of wondered, we thought that we should begin talking maybe as the year goes on about how we're going to afford this. Because there's going to be more trees come down for emergency response.
So Heights is approving? Yes. Jerry?
Our group was 100% in a support. We've had two house fires with one total loss and one severe damage to houses, and you know, it's important to be able to get fire equipment back to homes, and seems like a responsible thing to do, to take out just a couple of trees.
Daryl?
Again, on the vigilant gum, our group was largely favorable. There's one issue that just comes up again and again and again, and that is that we have not seen the report from the fire chief, Brian Carroll. We get reports from, I guess, from Rob Lombardo, and we hear from Jazz and Scott, but we haven't gotten a report from the fire chief about what is actually needed in terms of cutting trees and what kind of fire truck we need. And we really need a report from him to clarify what our needs are. By and large, most of the group, that's like, you know, all but a couple, are in favor of cutting any trees that need to be cut. But there are some qualms about, we don't really know what needs to be cut, and we would really like to get the report, which we have heard exists, but none of us have seen it.
Okay. Has that been noted?
Thank you, Daryl. Could you make a note of that? Okay. All right.
Mo? We were completely in favor of it, and Tina clarified, this is not based on the big fire truck. This is any reasonable fire truck for to have access on Beechnut Gum. And we were in favor, in fact, we were in favor of paying all of it. They must be paying for the road improvements too that Tina volunteered to pay for out of her own pocket. But we realized if the rest of the group doesn't agree with that, at least yes, what she asked for. Completely yes. So that would make a
much difference. Where is the membership?
Where's the vote now? Imaginary says yes now because of that. And Fari says yes. Hyde says yes. Northwest Kingdom says yes. Mo says yes.
And Flora wanted to hear.
What did Shuttle say? When, what did Space Cadet say?
Shuttle said yes. Space, what did Daryl say?
Yes, she said
yes. Yes.
Sorry. Space Cadet.
Yeah, as a whole says yes. And I just raised the issue of the report because it kept coming up.
NWK has a question regarding
just one second.
Like whenever it's appropriate to ask.
Wes says yes.
Okay. All right. So now we can open it up to any other discussion. It has been passed. It's passed unanimously by all groups. So that is something to note.
There has to be a
pass it before you end the discussion. Well, that doesn't.
We can still discuss it and ask questions.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Flora?
Comments.
So there's a bid for this, and then the bid needs to be posted on the website, and I don't know if we have decided that that happens before the work, after the work, how long.
I think this is the time to decide that. So we want to put the bid out. And we need to post it on the website. And Rachel
what do you mean by put the bid
out? So we have the bid, right?
We have it already. Yeah.
I asked the question a different way. She got talked to a contractor and has one bid from Big Cuts in there. And then she also communicated that she's going to also get a bid from Bill Armstrong. Mm-hmm. And she is only asking the community to cover the $2,900. If the bid from Bill Armstrong comes in higher, she'll pay the difference. That's what she communicated in here. So I don't know if that's a bid, but I think maybe it's like a request for proposal kind of thing.
So if the co-op's paying for it, we're getting a bid, and the bid needs to be submitted to be posted on the website, and then how is that going to?
Are we required to have more than one bid to get work done, or is this just to cover our bases? I feel like we post the fence. It's just more questions.
Fees received by the association for work to be performed are considered official records and must be kept for a period of 1 year.
But that could be post work done.
So
it doesn't say they have to be posted before a decision is made.
Exactly. So we need to decide what does town council want. When do we want to see these things generally? Overall, you know, it doesn't mean we have to hold up this particular item, but like need to make a decision regarding when.
It sounds like she's also going to work with Bill Armstrong, so there is not like it's not something that she's wanting to do immediately in the next few days. She's still going to work with Bill Armstrong, so we can decide right now what the timeline is going to be. Want to post it on the website after the end of this meeting or in the next week?
This is part of a proposal, and we have been very lax about getting our, since 2022, we have not been posting this stuff on our website. So either we create a new place, a new tab, or whatever you call it, where you put this kind of stuff. Yes.
I think you could just put it in with the agenda.
But the agenda doesn't live like perpetually on our website. I mean, we have the first, we have six of them, and then they go away. I mean, I know they're archived somewhere, but that's not the same as what they're talking about. I don't know.
If it's still posted and it's still accessible by the through the website for the public, then that meets the requirement.
But the archives aren't accessible through the website.
You have to be able to log in. You have to have your own login to get the archives or no?
Jasmine is an assistant admin, so what would you tell us about it?
So as far as the HOA records going on the website, I've spoken to Dale. He's aware of what needs to be added, and we're working on that. Right now we have a plan. I will also mention to him to add the bids on the website. And as far as the archives, we have some documents available right now, mostly policy, our governing documents, CNRs, bylaws, articles of incorporation, and alternate currents. But other than that, you know, what did you mean by archive, I guess? Like,
well, I think, go ahead, Rose.
Well, when you open up and look at our agenda, actions and decisions, it's only for, six months. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how to, I know they're kept somewhere, but I don't know how to get to them. And I've tried and just not pursued it, so...
That is also something I've discussed with Dale, and I'll nudge him again to see if we can make more of them available.
Because it's once, a plug-in once issue. That's done, then we're okay. But after 6 months, it goes away, mm-hmm. and nobody can get to it. So,
Well, it sounds like this also on the agenda later on.
Yeah,
so
it is.
It's something that will continue to get attention.
And just to clarify, that we're going to post both bids.
There is only one bid.
But when we get bills, we'll also post them.
She had another bid, but it was just for the work she's going to pay for.
Right, well, so we don't care about just what NLC is paying for. So.
Flora?
So I do believe it is a list of all the bids received by the association, regardless if that's the one we choose. After the bidding for the related thing has been closed, then it must be posted, and members must have access to this on their website.
Okay.
Awesome.
Great. Thank you. So Rachel is going to work with Jasmine to make sure that the bid is posted. Is there someone that's in the waiting room? Jerry, did you have something else to add?
Okay, thank you. Thank you. So the question that we had was the source of funding. Are we taking this from investment funds or what?
I think it goes from the budget first and then right?
There is no budget category for it.
For road maintenance and repair?
For tree removal. We're paying for the tree removal?
Yes.
Right, so we kept,
there is a budget.
What's that, Kathy?
There is, we have been paying for tree removal out of the investment account. I think that there was $1,000 set aside historically, but this year in the investment budget, I lumped that together with, because it's just gotten very specific, so I just lumped that money together with CC major repairs, which I'm just calling major repairs and expenses, because for purposes like this, where we have a big expense on common land, we only have a CC budget for big expenses, but we don't have another budget for big expenses, so I'm putting them together, if that's okay with everyone. So there's historically been $1,000.
What's in the CC, what's in the major repairs one now?
It's a, here, look.
Is it more than 2,900?
But that was...
I'm just asking.
It was specific, everything that's in there was specifically earmarked and town council approved.
Let me clarify our question. Our assumption is that this would have to come from the investment fund. We just want everyone to be clear when we just approve things that we understand where the money is coming from. So it's fine if that's, you know, if we don't have a budget for it and it's something that needs to be done, we just need to do that with our informed awareness.
So there's around $3,000 in the CC major repairs, which is what it was called last year, left over. We spent $4,300 of that budget last year, and it started out at $7,400.
But that is all earmarked for projects.
Leftover stuff is not.
Right. No, that's the five-year plan projects are separate. So that's
no, CC. That's not what I mean.
Oh, okay.
I believe that we were presented with a list of CC repairs that are needed over the next so many years, and we created a category in the investment fund for CC major repairs with a specific dollar amount and a list of projects that had to be, of repairs, forget the word project.
That was not my knowledge of it, but that decision might have been made in the five-year plan before me. I've just known CC major repairs to be when we have a major expense that exceeds $500 for the community center, then it is pulled from that account. So I have not known it to be earmarked for anything specific, but in this year's 2025 budget, we added in a little bit more to the community center budget in the assessment budget for repairs and maintenance, big expenses for the community center
right.
that happen every few
right.
years, but that was added into the assessment budget already. But this one here, you can see
right. right. So what we need to do
so
is
not
research.
So I'm sorry, so not to get into an elaborate discussion about this, but if we could get an estimate of all the trees that we think need to be removed, just a ballpark amount of money, so that the financial planning committee can discuss it yep. at the February 9th meeting, and plug that into our overall planning, that would be really good.
So does that hold off on our approval to spend the money until
no,
the
I don't. I don't think so. I mean, these are things that need to be done. It's just we don't have a good. It doesn't sound to me like we have a really good handle on what we need. This was not a foreseen item of work to be done. As Lucia was pointing out, we had a very specific list of things. This wasn't one of them, and it would just be good to get that plugged in.
Okay.
So I don't know who has that information, but if that's Rob or whomever, that would be really helpful.
Can we research whether we actually approved town council in the last year a list of major repairs that need to be done in the community center, and that is what that budget item is? Could we research that and clarify?
Where would that?
That would only live in, I think that would be in the five-year plan.
It's in minutes. It wasn't in the five-year plan. Well, maybe it was. It could be. I'll research it. Never
mind. So Rachel's going to take
I'm
it.
I'm not sure.
I think
she's
right
about the list. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then I think
so. I think so.
I'm
not sure about
it. Rachel, I'll figure it out.
So we're
okay.
not approving it for now.
No. It
okay.
is approved.
Just we'll figure out where
so
it's going to be.
So how about,
yeah.
may I suggest this as for the actions and decisions, that the project has been approved. We have two follow-up actions that need to be done. One is the posting of the bids on our website. And the second one is to clarify where the funding will come from, and those that information can then be reviewed or announced in some way and in the next town council. Because if the financial planning committee is meeting, then it would be in their minutes or report from that committee, or it could be as a follow-up for this. Does that sound okay to you, the members, reps?
There was a member that was trying to say something before outside of the Jimmy, and did he get his comments? We're allowed to be. You have to allow.
Pardon me?
Yeah. What do you want to say?
Ask Jimmy what he wanted to say.
I think he said the thing, and it's not that okay. I didn't hear it either.
Hello?
It was an open mic kind of situation.
We're down. Reps have spoken. We have a sense of that. The people who are community members have an opportunity to speak, and somebody is trying to speak. Jimmy, did you have something further you had to say? Are you there?
He's muted, but I don't.
Are you talking to me? Are you talking to me?
We're taking.
I have nothing to say. I'm just listening. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
Who is that?
That's
Jimmy.
Jim Burr. So we can move on.
Oh, yes. I have a question.
Are we ready to move on?
No.
What?
This proposal, as well as, you know, the additional removal, keeps mentioning emergency access. Chief Carroll did confirm that the 36-foot pier stash can access all of the 279, other than the end of Tan Mouse for the, because of the bridge. So what are we talking about here? What access exactly?
So this is something that Daryl has also mentioned, that we want an official report from Chief Carroll, but this is access for all emergency vehicles and that was what another question came from our group as well, to get clarification on that report.
Okay.
So Chief Carroll hasn't submitted a report to us.
That seems important, yeah.
The report has been discussed that was videoed was something solely in regards to this one truck.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah.
And who can I work with to get that report?
I believe, Scott, that when they drove it down around Rods and Bob's and tried to get back to the house behind that, and then they couldn't turn around. Were you part of that ride?
Well, it did access.
They basically
did.
Access.
Can we short this?
So what, they couldn't access everything.
They could access every house with the hose, other than the end of Tan Mouse.
Nobody here is an expert on this, though. So that's why we want to go get a report from the chief, which is what she's relying on.
So what if we get a report from the chief and the answer is no, that it wouldn't improve response time on any vehicle that he's aware of, but we've already voted yes, so then how does that work?
I think we're voting yes on the proposal, and the proposal is for access to emergency vehicles, so I think in that end, it would negate the proposal. I don't know. What do you think?
I'm saying, so if there's concerns that we want to see the report first before it happens, so then aren't we really saying no until we get the report?
The clarification is access to the homes, not hose access, but access for the emergency vehicles to get to the home.
So Chief Carroll comes back and he says no.
Isn't the proposal the way it's written that the fire has identified as problematic for the fire truck? If he says they aren't problematic, then
excuse me, I feel like I snatched defeat from the jaws of victory here. My understanding is that this area is a problem, even to a smaller truck. Yes.
That's what Mo was saying.
That's what they said.
That's what Mo was saying.
Representatives of Shovel, that's what Tina and Mo apparently said. Is that
right? Yes, we have a conflicting report from them, so we want clarification from the chief.
Oh, Lord.
Seriously?
Is that regarding just this one specific tree removal, or tree removal as a whole issue in the community. It seems like it's two things.
We want the report because
it's for us, everything.
Because it keeps coming up. This that he did this drive and there and it was reported that it can have access. It can access all of the bill everywhere. But then there's like questions coming back, and we don't have clarification. So we just want that confirmation from the chief.
Okay.
So if we're looking for vehicles beyond the pier stash, which we're not getting, and the current fire truck, which would be Chief Carroll, if we're talking about other emergency vehicles, then we would really need to have the City of Tallahassee, Leon County Ambulance Service evaluate the road access. You know, the volunteer fire department is useful, but that's not the scope of what the proposal is addressing.
Right, but there's other service vehicles that have to get to your homes. And when you have to repair something, just any access, we should not be saying, you know, you don't feel like it's needed, so it shouldn't happen, when it's to someone else's home and they need it.
So it's not my judgment about my need, it's a judgment of the fire chief, the ambulance people. Like, I don't have a service vehicle and I don't have a fire engine. And so I think we're talking about is before we spend $2,900, before you remove trees that can't be replaced, the rationale for spending this money is that it will increase access, and we should know if it increases access before we spend the money.
Sure. That makes sense, and it is like a fiduciary responsibility to know.
Can we ask that this be old, that this be taken, that this be go to become old business and these things be resolved? It seems like there's enough wobbles, even though there was
it doesn't necessarily need to be old business, it doesn't need to be voted again. We just want confirmation and clarification.
So it's approved pending a report from the chief.
It sounds like a lot of what we're relying on is what we've heard or what we've, you know, read or what conversations we've had, but we don't have like actual like confirmation. And maybe Tina has it in writing that she can just show. Like, we just want to have some.
So I will reach out to Tina, reach out to the fire chief, and try and expedite this.
Sure.
To get
but
it
if somebody. Oh, go ahead.
I guess I feel like, Tina has lived back there for years. She has taken care of that road. She has had delivery trucks come down there. She's had septic things come down there and with all kinds of issues. The woman is going to spend $4,500 of her own money to, you know, get everything squared away. These trees need to be taken down. She's not going to ask for something that is not needed. I just think it's very disrespectful to, you know, I mean, we want to see the whole picture. And Chief Carroll's report, you know, will help us with other roads, but, you know.
That sounds like it's the secondary thing that we're talking about in terms of emergency.
To get a picture down the road will be great, but,
yeah. Right.
Jasmine?
Not to belabor the
point. Can I say something?
Sorry.
Hey, guys. Okay. I have a little bit of a problem with this proposal because it's asking for money first when there is going to be more stuff down the road. On the other hand, I agree with Rose. So, and I guess this is our group basically said okay for Tina's proposal. But I also want to point out that when, I can't remember when, but I think when Chief Carroll came to our general meeting last year, he said that we really, one of the most important things for emergency vehicles is to get our houses identified at the street with street numbers, which would not cost much, and we need to do that. And then the other thing that I've heard is that the smaller tankers don't hold a whole lot of water, and so and in some of the other rural areas they have water tankers like with a well, so that there'll be water available for the trucks. I think I'm probably off target, off the topic at the moment, but I just want us to keep in mind that there are low-cost things that we maybe could do, and that, well, again, we really need that report, and we probably could use a somewhat smaller group of people after we get that report to kind of scope out what the general needs are.
Daryl.
Thank you, Daryl.
But this, we need to stay on task with this. Our time is really pushed on
Jasmine.
The side.
Just to finish my thought, I rode in the cab during the Pierce Dash test drive. I was in there the entire time. I recorded the entire thing. Brian Carroll himself did not recommend any trees come down other than the two trees in front of the firehouse, which impede access to the firehouse for the Pierce Dash specifically.
Right.
We voted on this.
Yep.
Are we now, someone who voted needs to recommend that we vote again to put it back on the table. I mean, just Robert's rules. We voted on this. We approved Tina's proposal.
Right.
These concerns that have been identified that Rachel said that she was going to be talking with
Tina and Chief Carroll.
Tina and Chief Carroll, is that adequate to meet people's concerns?
Based on what Rose has said, there hasn't been any denial of service for Tina. Has there been any denial of service for Tina? You said the septic has gone down there.
No.
Well, that it was bad. They're having major issues, is what she was saying. Yeah.
And there is a responsibility for the board, for us to ensure that all of our members have access to their properties as well as emergency vehicles. That is something that we... a process we went through when the Tan Mouse Bridge was built at great expense because of the repeated flooding that stranded the people on the other side. So that was something that we learned about, you know, in that process.
And we should remember that Tina's house has burned mm-hmm. once. Were you aware of that?
Thank you. So it does sound like we have a lot of questions and that the questions need to be answered before it is passed.
It's the idea of it and the proposal was unanimously supported by groups. And there are some questions that remain before the next step happens. And we've listed those out. And so the question is, after those questions have been answered, then do we come back to town council or through the agenda and confirm that those questions have been addressed?
I would say yes.
Yes.
Okay. Question right here.
Oh, I was just going to point out that it is unanimous among reps, but not necessarily among members. If there is a member that has a strong dissent and a representative decides that, then that would require a second time, but that is on the representative to decide.
This is an admin item, isn't it?
Hello? Can I weigh in on this?
Judith, go ahead.
This is, Flora, I think that our group was in favor of passing this, and I think that your comments are pertinent, but I think in this case, this was a proposal to do this that I think we passed. Now, we need these questions all answered, but I think that we need to go ahead and vote yes on this.
We already did.
I think there's a complication in the way that we are doing this process, because it seems like we're asking for group rep, and you're saying that they want to vote yes on it. We really shouldn't take the vote until after there's been a group discussion and people in the room have filed in, because it seems like there's other information that's come up.
But it hasn't changed the vote.
Well, I don't know if it did or not.
The questions that have come up are maybe, and what I'm just describing is our observation, that it seems to be referring to a much larger, long-term project that relates to emergency access to everyone in the community, which is a serious issue. I think what was voted on and passed unanimously is this one specific job, not related to a long-term project for the community.
Yes.
That's my observation.
and we'll just acknowledge in the minutes the feedback from members present at the meeting that there was conflicting information about the access that that vehicles have.
Then I guess I would make a motion to delay implementing it until we actually get the... We're not going to implement it until we get the information. Is that what I'm understanding?
I think we've agreed on that, yes. Would you agree? No? We're not going to get...
I think how we're going to... on it, and we can get those questions answered later, but we... Our group
but we need... Lucia.
No, I don't agree. I think we passed it, then... Tina should go forth and do it. That's what.
But we need to have the bids closed, then the bid. Hey, Lucia, you can't. It's really loud. Like, if you want.
I was trying to clarify if there is a Brian Carroll report, and there is not.
Okay. Thank you. We did agree, though, that it needs to be posted on the website. And we do need to have clarifications and financial planning as to the funding, right? How we're going to pay for it. Do we, I mean, she is still seeking a bid, right? From Armstrong? That's what it said in the notes that she sent us.
I believe she said that she really wanted to work with Armstrong. And that's why she was asking for the reapproved the amount of the no more than this amount. Because even if it costs more, she's going to pay for it because she trusts their work. So no matter what the bid is, she's still going to them.
So we just need to align that the actions with all of the other requirements in regards to this.
So are we saying that the proposal is approved, that we all agree? Okay.
I'm not disapprove of it, but it's saying that it states in the proposal that it's Chief Carroll says it's problematic, but we don't have the report. So it just seems to be a flawed item in general. Like we're voting on something. So we're voting on. It says Chief Brian Carroll has identified as problematic for. And so, but that has not been confirmed. It just seems like the proposal itself is flawed in that regard.
So I would say from a procedural standpoint, Flora, you need to make a motion to change, to ask people to re-vote the issue.
She did.
She's asking if we can just...
I didn't hear that. I'm sorry, there's all this discussion. It was hard to follow.
Yeah, I guess I'd make a motion to...
She made a motion to not to pause implementation until the concerns have been addressed.
Yeah.
Was there a second?
No, because then other things happened.
I failed for a second.
Well, I don't. She didn't even hear it.
Oh.
She made a motion. I don't think it failed. I mean, I feel like a lot of people failed.
Is there a second?
We have a motion on the floor first, so just a minute. Anybody? Daryl, no, Jerry, anybody?
A second to the proposal.
Okay, so there is no second.
There's no second to pause the implementation. That we should just go forth and spend this money regardless of whether there's a report from the...
Well, because it's just a warning.
I think we're going to get one. I don't think Tina would write this up without having that discussion and potentially having something in writing where she can confirm. There's a conversation that was recorded over here, but there's also one that Tina had in regards to her road with this chief. So I do think that there is going to be something that follows up that she says, yes, I did that. I can't imagine her creating that information.
And our coordinator has this on her to-do list, yes?
Mm-hmm. Great.
And Susan had her hand up earlier. I don't know if she still wants to comment.
Well, it's just that we know from instances of trucks and delivery of a washing machine and things that could not get to her house.
Right.
They couldn't get down the road. So we do have evidence of even a delivery, and if the delivery truck can't get down, well, then what else can't? We may not have every possible emergency service done yet. But we do have hardcore evidence that there's stuff that needed to get down that road that couldn't for a member of the community.
if everybody can be as brief as they can, we've been on this quite a long time and have a significant agenda ahead.
Check on my phone.
I'm good.
All right, so, are we?
The proposal is moving forward, and Rachel is going to follow up with the three things that we listed.
I was just going to clarify that I called Rob, and Brian Carroll said he didn't have time to write up a report. He asked Rob to do it, which was a little like, I mean, because Rob had already written his impressions. And he said he did try to write something, and he showed it to a few people to see, you know, but there's not a report.
Right. We really
a want finished report.
More for, just specifically for Tina. Okay. So.
Are we ready for number three? Pardon? More than ready. Space Cadet proposed editorial guidelines for alternate current, attachment number 10. We need the rep report.
Okay, so we feel like the guidelines do honor the tradition of the, the AC, but we don't agree that they should be restricted to 20 pages or 600 words, like as a hard line. We think it could be like a suggestion of, you know, maybe don't go over this or encourage brevity. But we just like occasionally you have some things to say. So we just encourage all members. We would like all members to receive it through the MLC distribution list, and then we just think it's an important piece of our history, and we encourage us to keep discussing the guidelines and keep it going, keep printing it.
I would say we at Far East agrees with imaginary, we have majority is yes, and that just to note that the vote still hasn't been completed on who all would like paper copies and who's good with digital, so that would also probably bring some of the price down.
Laura?
Well, yes,
it's
no.
Say it louder.
Nope. Do you have specific feedback that you can give to the proposers? You can send it to them? Or
Yeah, there's an alternate current committee, and they're meeting regularly. They just had a meeting. There's more meetings scheduled, and this was they took this these guidelines on board, and then maybe they should just be guidelines and not a policy. And so the answer is no.
Hi.
Our group consensus was to allow more discussion to develop over the months. As a community, we basically don't like restrictions. Recently, there was a successful AC meeting, well attended by a number of members, where we expressed what is important to us about the AC and how some of the recent changes to the AC we weren't in favor of. The AC editors were there. They heard us, I think, loud and clear. And so we're in a period of change again. So we should check back in some months from now, and up until then, work to resolve the budget issue after we know how many people still want a credit copy.
Jerry?
I think I would ditto what Flora and Lucia said for NWK. Basically, there's already a process and set up, and that these guidelines should just go into that process and be considered as part of the overall feedback that's for the both the content and how decisions are made about content going into the AC.
Thank you. For Daryl.
Okay, so this was entitled guidelines, and I don't think we ever meant for them to be hard and fast rules. It was sort of a consensus. Quite a few space cadets contributed to the composition of them, and whatever the community wants, we're happy with. We'd like it to be the 20-page limit to be just like a guideline, and we don't like the really, really long ACs, although some people maybe do like them long. But it's something that, you know, if you have a guideline, you try to, like if I was going to write a book and publish it in the AC, I might shorten it to 2 pages. But that's it.
Okay. Mo?
Yeah,
we can't hear you. Why is she muted?
Yeah, she muted herself.
What?
She's muted.
I am unmuted now. Shuttle supports the guidelines as guidelines and noted that there's one place where there the word shall appears. The word shall does not belong in a guideline. Should is okay, but no shalls. It's a guideline.
I don't think we had shall.
There was a shall. I saw a shall. So there.
Yeah, there's a shall in there.
Oh, my. Does it seem
my bad.
given all this discussion, it seems like this is not going to pass.
No.
Do we need further discussion in the light of other very important things we're still discussing tonight, either by the community or by reps?
No. Well, I would say that just shall was in a recent court case, and shall is does mean mandatory, may does not, shall means mandatory. That was a recent case in Florida.
So she said yes.
Okay. The group that proposed it is saying it was just guidelines. They didn't ask for this to become requirement.
So if the reps move on. Reps, please sure. Give any specific feedback to who submitted it?
Daryl.
Submit directly any specific feedback that you have from your group to Daryl. Thank you. And thank you.
Number four has been moved to admin two. Number five, proposal for Beaver Pass boardwalk replacement here.
Okay.
Speaking to that.
All right. I have a suggestion. Given the size of this proposal, that TC consider creating an ad hoc committee, a committee that would then be able to research the proposal and get feedback from the membership and be able to discuss it at length. It's the project is too large.
What everybody said first.
It's too large for us to fit it into the monthly town council meetings.
I absolutely
agree.
Yes.
Is
that okay?
I agree with that. Yes.
Are you okay with?
With much thought.
Sure.
Well, let's discuss it in group, and that they were in support of a committee.
Can't hear you.
Wildwest agrees with creating a committee to. Research and whatever the proposal.
Okay.
I would just like to say I think we have a committee, which is yeah, we do. I mean, was the people in Imaginary and Tom Kelly and Susie were participating? Can that not be our committee?
It can be, but it was not a committee that was assigned or created by town council. It was a group of people working together on a proposal.
So we would designate them a committee now.
If you designated them as a committee,
sounds
then they have notice meetings and they have agendas and they
have more restrictions and they have to report.
Well,
to town
restrictions
council.
Or guidelines.
Not guidelines.
They shall.
Terry and Daryl. Mo.
Am I hearing that the idea is that the proposal would go back to a group of construction-minded people who would
yes.
provide feedback to
and
the
research
well,
proposers?
And research all of the things that have been proposed in the proposal and then work together as a group to create the project.
And we can name that committee tonight.
Okay.
That's
fine. I'll serve on it.
Okay. Thank you. Daryl?
I frankly think that so much work has already been done by Jim that when I got feedback from different group members, there was like everybody would like to be able to like rebuild and repair, or most people would, but if there was a consensus, it would be to build a good, strong boardwalk to code that would be a beautiful thing in the future. And any committee at this point would just be figuring out the logistics of doing that, in
exactly.
my opinion.
Exactly.
if other groups would agree with that. I don't see a committee to come back and tell us the same thing that
the committee is going to do the logistics on how to address the proposal and how to bring it to fruition. There was a group working on it, and now there's an official proposal that's come through, and the suggestion is one person isn't going to be able to do it, and town council isn't going to be able to hold space in their monthly meetings for this. Can we, since it's an official proposal to the board, officially assign a committee to manage it?
I would like to, I think that would be fine, but I think that we should poll the groups and make sure that everybody is in favor of having a, you know, all the groups are in favor of having a boardwalk across from, I can't remember the names of the roads, to Imaginary, and then have a committee that's going to do the logistics, but have them go forward with the support of the community as to we do want to do this.
Yeah, I think that's a much clearer proposal.
Can I speak?
We still haven't heard from Mo.
Yes, I think I would like to agree with Daryl that it'd be nice for us to get consensus. We've got to get those darn permits. I mean, yeah, we should do it to code. That's the main question here. So rather than have the committee wrangle among themselves about that, it'd be nice if we would say, yes, do it to code. Now tell us exactly what you have to do the code, and leave out any fancy bits like this, well, site deck or something that costs a bazillion dollars that you don't need.
That's not the question. The question is that this group is not going to be a group that can discuss this. I think that we should ask if town, I mean, there's already a group working on it, but if town council officially assigns a committee, then it can be something that then is an official working group of our community, and they can do all of the things passed here.
Okay, sure.
Jerry?
Yeah, I just to clarify a little bit, I think it would be good to get consensus from town council that they want it built to code, that they want it to be minimal without additional foo-foo, you know, that they, whatever guidelines we want to give the group, and that we get a final price on what it's going to cost from the committee, because would just be helpful to have.
Well, first, if we agree to create the committee, then you serving on the committee can do that there. Is that okay?
Yeah, just want to make sure I have the guidelines to give them that you do want it to code, and you do.
I mean, we're in an official board meeting. Of course, we're going to say that Okay. Yes.
All right.
It's already in our agenda.
Be clear.
Already printed in our minutes.
My understanding of the history of this is that we had a committee that was working on this. Then we had one individual who developed a proposal, which is before us. I would like to see the individual work with the committee and then get a proposal. So I'd like nothing to happen, no votes, no comments tonight, but just assign it to the committee and let them come back.
Are we naming the committee?
Yes.
I would absolutely be on the committee, but we are not ready to vote on this.
I would like to clarify that it was not a committee. It was a group of people working. That's very clear, because none of the meetings were private. There wasn't an agenda. There wasn't anything reported. So Jerry and Anthony have volunteered as town council reps to be part of it, and then they can between now and February 20th,
the appreciation to Jim.
Yes,
for his work and the people who wrote the proposal. Appreciation to Anthony and Jerry for being the liaisons to this committee, and then there might be other people who want to join this committee, so that there should be just opportunity. The other people who are not at this meeting might want to join this committee, so I just want to make sure there's opportunity for some people to join. It can't be too big, but you know.
So it would be follow just like the regular like process where being the actions and decisions, but as a committee tasked by town council, if the requirement would be to notice a meeting that they hold a week before it's held and to have an agenda.
Right.
Great.
There, I see a hand up from membership. Judith?
Yeah, I'd like
sure,
to volunteer.
As you can be.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Yes,
I would like to volunteer to be on that committee. I was on the one that did the other boardwalk.
Thank you. We're really pressed for time to get through this.
We appreciate
fine.
It.
That's
thank
fine.
You. Okay. All right.
So the action, the decision, we agreed to do it.
And Jerry and Anthony will serve on the committee, and then
Judith.
Well, you're just going to say Jerry and Anthony are the town council reps, and then they're going to notice it and do all the other parts.
Okay, so we're at about, we have about 40 minutes for the agenda, for the admin items. So let us all be aware of that, and I try not to be too impolite, but I might be, you never know. So we'll start with one, CC scheduling needs. Attachment 1, 11A and B. We need group rep responses.
We have option. Option three.
We're on admin.
I know. On the thing.
Sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't have it. There's only two options. It's a yes or a no vote.
It's a yes, but then there's a yes on the proposal. It's a yes, and then a yes with changes. And then
it doesn't really matter what the proposal says.
But I'm just saying that's why it's
there
three.
There is a reality of how town council functions, and it's a yes or a no, and there's no
it's
maybe.
That's why it's option three.
So where do we go with that? Where is this? Did Anthony
we are undecided, I guess.
No, we're not.
We are saying
option three, no.
So three is
no. We said no.
Is this the adding the fee?
Are we going around or what are we
yeah,
doing?
We're getting group rep input
for the admin item.
I'm not hearing.
They're giving
definition of
administrative. Their reps are giving the feedback from their groups, and we started with Andrew.
And that was no.
What?
From reading the proposal, we are a yes, but have a question of will costs be covered by outside rentals, or can they, and not raising costs to neighbor rentals?
We just passed a fee schedule that does not allow them. No.
Mm-hmm. You're saying yes, only if? It's covered?
No, that was just a question.
From Laura?
So, yes or no?
Oh.
Still, yeah.
Right, so on the admin item, one of us appreciates the heroic work that Ann has done as scheduler, that's for sure. And we're looking forward to the proposal coming back to us in the future. We would like to leverage technology to make this test easier. And thus, it would be making it a paid position. At this time, it would be no until those efforts are more exhausted regarding make it easier, such that it wouldn't require so much time.
Lucia,
we also are grateful to Anne for everything she's done to make it more streamlined. And but we think we should try to recruit someone, if not. We're lamenting the fact that what are used to be volunteer positions are beginning to be paid positions. But if we are unable to find someone, then we will have to pay. So I don't know where we are.
Oh, that's where we're at.
Well,
to do it unless they pay.
Let's have the reports and then we can have.
I would say we're
still reporting.
We abstain.
And I apologize. My notes were in a couple different sections because we moved stuff around. And so because we have Ann in our group, we have, you know, some particular insight into this. And so she has been working with somebody. I'm going to get the name wrong, but it's like a code writing company. Something versus
Fiverr.
Okay, there you go. And so she wants to add this to our website so that you can just go onto our website. You can schedule it. It'll be linked to a calendar. All of this stuff can happen. You don't even have to go to the schedule anymore to find out if there's something there. It'll just be on a linked calendar that we can all, you know, access, and that the, you know, and then, you know, you just go on there to schedule stuff, and then all of the fees and everything could be linked to that as well. You could also have a pay and check option, but anyways, it kind of makes the position no longer needing to be paid. It could even be something that, you know, the coordinator could take on a portion of it, possibly.
To be paid.
Well, no, I mean, it just isn't a task. But
just to make sure that they're doing it.
I wasn't saying okay. Paid, for sure, but that could be something we could talk about.
So where do we get over to Flora?
You ready for me? Okay, I'm sorry we don't have like a clear yes or no. The ongoing administrative duties like this are difficult to have done by volunteers, as opposed to like project related needs, like, hey, everybody show up and we'll have a work party. What Anthony just described is exactly what came up in our group, that you automate things as much as you can so that somebody can just sort of oversee what's happening. And perhaps that would make it more suitable for a volunteer, even if that volunteer were compensated to a small amount. So I don't know where we really, I don't know that my input is really particularly helpful. This is something that needs to happen, and we can't let it fall through the cracks. I think we would say yes, but we would say yes, but do the things that Anthony just described and make sure that fees, to the extent that they can, especially if they're external, help cover any costs that somebody is paid to oversee them. I don't know if that's helpful at all.
Daryl?
Most of our group didn't express any opinion in their email responses. Some people said that we shouldn't be using the community center as an income device, and that the amount that was suggested, like $30 per hour, 2 hours a week. Another group member said that you wouldn't, if you're only paying $30 per FaceTime hour, it would not be anywhere near like 2 hours a week, 50 weeks during the year. It would just be for large events, and because normally things just go along, like Anthony suggested, with they get scheduled and they keep going. So I think our group is going to have to abstain because I had so little input and I don't have a whole lot of opinion.
Okay.
Other than it would be nice if the coordinator could get compensated with that percentage, 10%, and if she wanted to add it to the role.
Mo?
We don't have this is another case where we need more information before deciding. It was unclear what the $2,880 per year came from. If this is only, as Daryl said, or somebody said, 2 hours per week, per hour, for face-to-face meetings with renters, especially large event renters, to work out many details, that is something that would not be covered by the stuff Anthony is talking about. So we support the idea of this extra work being compensated. I think it used to be, in fact, when Judith Lyons was doing it. No? Anyway, I think it would be okay to have that compensated, but it should come out, and it's unclear from the proposal to us, me anyway, rest of us, whether this comes from rental fees, in which case it might be another adjustment to the fee schedule, and we've already passed the fee schedule, or it's supposed to come from the assessment budget, and it's supposed to come from the assessment budget. Can't do that till next year. We already have an assessment budget. So, no as of now, but we support the idea of paying for this extra work, the kind of thing that Rob is describing.
Okay, I'm just going to...
It's not mechanized. It's face-to-face.
Okay, so just to clarify, we have how many... What's the count? Two abstain. You said yes. Wild West said...
No.
We said... Imaginary said no. Mo said...
It was all no.
Great idea,
but no. Other than it was one yes with a buck.
We didn't support it, no.
No.
Well, I have two
apologies. And there's some more information.
So it doesn't pass. It's the first time.
No, it doesn't pass.
Yeah. How far are you?
Well, yeah. But this is an admin item, so...
Oh, that's true.
But also, just that, to clarify, we don't have it in our budget to have another paid employee, and we don't have it in the fee schedule that we just approved after months of discussion to cover the cost of this.
Everybody wants more information. So.
Well, and then Anne also mentioned something in our meeting, so Anne will keep doing
well, yeah,
wait,
yeah.
She has...
Anne decided, I mean, she loves meeting the people and what's it called, walking through the facilities and doing that orientation. So that part that we're talking about paying is still volunteered. So we're really trying to just get his on the front end of it and get it automated. So, anyways.
So,
can I add something to that? The main thing is, if we can get it automated, and I don't know if there will be a fee for that, but what we need to avoid is people who want to rent the community center who call, text, you know, constantly in somebody's workday, interrupting them to take care of something that they can do online.
Absolutely.
So we'll need people to accept more responsibility for ourselves to book online and not call somebody, because if people don't have to be interrupted at their work to handle this for you, there are people who will do it.
So Anne said at our meeting that she has talked to people about automating, and that she, right, I'm going to add more to it, okay, and then she will then be able to explain the step-by-step process to the community and have a, like, you want to rent, you go to this link, you do this. And so then when our neighbors are looking to rent, then we can be, as group reps or just community leaders, be the ones that are saying, here's what you do. And then we, like we've been doing with other processes where we steer people away from the coordinator, we can steer people to this automated system. But it doesn't exist at this very moment. She's working to build it with this fiber people.
And she did say it would be less than $50.
And can we put, will this be on our website? Can this be on our website?
Yeah.
That was her plan, and she was going to talk to you all about that.
Oh, good.
And Davey. I think she's talked to Davey about it, yeah.
Is this something I should reach out to her and see if
sure.
I can assist?
Sure.
Or just learn it? I don't know.
Right.
But so for now, people are still directing their requests to her as a stand, even though she's stepped down.
Right. Right. That's the... Okay.
That's what she's still doing it as this guy. Yeah, she's not just running away. She doesn't right. love it.
Yeah, but she doesn't
get more. Gina?
I was listening in on a conversation between Anne and Josh, in which they were talking about Josh thought that he could very easily create a system that would make this a lot less cumbersome.
I think that it's a good idea.
Am I getting interrupted for a reason?
No, it's just that there's like a little sound in the room that cuts you off. No, we're not interrupting you on purpose. Go ahead.
Okay. But my suggestion is that we accept, you know, Josh's input on this if possible. If not, you know, somebody needs to make this more automated. That's one of the things that the young people bring to us, and that's the end of my comment.
Judith, she has spoken with Josh, and the, what I explained was something that came from that discussion with Josh. Yes.
There is.
Thank you.
Okay, just really super quick, the calendar is available on the website. You can find it at the website and CC events.
Cool. Yeah, quick comment, just there's 52 weeks in the year, so just use that for the calculations. It should be 3,120. So yeah, when it comes back, just make that correction.
I don't think it's going to come back, though.
Okay.
Yeah, because technically it's not, right?
Is it kept up to date?
It's a Google Calendar embedded, so it's automatically updated. And thank you, Anne, for that. Thank you.
Judith, do you want to say what you have to
say? Are we clear what the next step is here?
Yeah. Anne's going to work on stuff and then create and present an automated step-by-step process. She's going to work with Jasmine and Scott, and she's already spoken with Josh and Davey.
Are you ready for number two? Definition of number two, definition of administrative items, attachment number 12, decide when, whether to approve. Just to decide whether to approve.
Do you want to go?
Keep going. So imaginary just wants one change. We just note that the number two in the attachment, if administrative items amount to a proposal, blah, 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 blah. But really what it is we do not see the need for that. If an item results in the need for a proposal, it should just be moved to new business. So it doesn't need to be a part of administrative items.
Approves.
We had a concern that the definition of what is an administrative item and what must be moved proposal was too broad. So maybe we could try this for a while, but we were afraid that a lot of things were going to get moved to regular agenda and not the administrative.
No. So, no.
Okay, Jerry?
Yes,
we're
good.
Okay, Daryl.
Yes.
Mo.
Yes, and agreeing with Anthony. For example, the item for the coordinator contract and job description should have been under old business, although I told Rachel to put it under administrative. And the item, this item itself should be under new business. It's a proposal. Both of those are proposals. So a lot more will go under regular agenda. A lot less under administrative items, and that's probably a good thing.
Is this group concerns next?
Angie, yes.
Okay,
well,
yes, do then.
Okay. So we're going to take number two off. Is it okay to take number two off or leave it on?
Number two.
What?
Well, it's in the attachment.
In the proposal, there's a number one and a number two. And so imaginary suggested that number two is not necessary.
It seems to be that what we're talking about.
I agree.
Yes.
She no agrees. So I'm just checking on the rest of the. If the rest
could,
of the
could
rest
we just
say that?
If we take it off, could we clarify that if it is a proposal, it will go under the proposal? It will go as a proposal. We don't put proposals under admin items.
But that's what we should already do that. That's already our procedure that we should be doing. It doesn't need to be an additional step in another procedure.
Number one on admin items is a proposal. So yeah, so in the future on the
towards
next
a mistake
agenda.
Mistake on the agenda, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll put proposals on the
Rachel.
So
all
yeah.
proposals go under new business going forward.
And then the for town council members, that's something that when you get the draft, that's something to review, to check, to make sure that the items are listed in the right section, and then give feedback to the coordinator about those changes.
Are we good? Number three, coordinator contract and job description. Attachment 13. Decide whether to improve.
We didn't discuss it at all.
We didn't either.
Wait, are we doing
no, we did. Wait.
That was first. Am I not first?
I think we did do something then.
This is pretty much the same thing that was on the November agenda.
So the only thing is it's kind of more procedural or whatever. So it's just the CAM stands for Certified Association Manager.
It's Community Association.
That's what it said.
No, but the real no, it's Certified Association Manager according to Ed is what
it's
really
not
called.
Florida.
So I don't know. That's what I was told.
That's not so. Right. So.
No, it's Community Association.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
I'm just giving my community feedback.
No.
that's
too bad.
Just some fees at that point.
That's listed.
So I think the document as it is looks good. I am concerned that the new HOA requirements in terms of posting all these things like the bids and the insurance and then like, does that fall under the has that been anything to be addressed in the contract? Does it need to be addressed in the contract?
That's the next agenda.
What?
What's it
doing? I can't hear what you said.
The word you're saying.
Okay, so I like the contract, you know, is good as is, but does there need to be something needed, specifically the steps required to fulfill the new HOA requirements? Those don't seem to be listed in the contract under the coordinator's duties. Is that a concern?
Which requirements are you talking about?
Just as the requirements change as the years go and statutes become...
Well, specifically the agenda and the final part of the agenda and all of the final attachments need to be posted and things like... the bids and whatnot, our insurance policies, also our board certifications, which we have to do in 90 days, which I'm sure you guys addressed when we talked about the election thing and I wasn't here, that that certification needs to be posted on the website also. And so who is responsible for these things? If it's the coordinator, does that need to be in the job description?
In the contract or the contract?
The contract, yeah, so that, you know, a calendar, the responsibilities can be clear regarding meeting our responsibilities with the new HOA law.
Isn't that another agenda?
It is.
Number four.
But I would say if any of those things are assigned to me, then yes, they should be part of the
So we need to add a general statement about the coordinator takes responsibility for ensuring that all HOA statutes are followed.
So I
adhere to.
They shall ensure.
Does that draw this to a good conclusion?
Check on that.
And brings us down to number four, which is kind of a little related, it seems.
Yep.
Records required to be on the MLC website in 2025. Who should be responsible for compliance?
Should it be the coordinator? Since we just
does she us. Want to? Is she agreeing to do that?
I'll do whatever you just guys tell me to do.
Are we going around or
yeah,
what?
We'll go around.
Yes, we're
okay.
going around.
Imaginary voted coordinator.
coordinator.
The question was who should be responsible, so the answer was coordinator. Angie?
I'm good with that because I was going to see if Jasmine and Dale could.
Yeah. Right. So I agree with the responsibility of being the coordinator, but that's not where it ends. It has to be posted on our website. So the website needs to be. We're already not in compliance right now.
That's what we're talking
compliance
about.
On January 1st, right. And so the coordinator, but it has to be in. in tandem with the website.
So if it's assigned to me, then part of that is that it will, my job would then be to have it
work with Jeff.
Sure posted to the website. And you guys can give me a, like, what is the timeline? What is our goal to get this updated?
So my concern is that the website in its current state has not been updated. They've had, or he has, or whoever does this, has had 6 months to do it. It hasn't been done. How can we be assured that by next town council meeting that the things that need to be posted on this website, according to the law, will absolutely be posted?
Because you're telling me I have to
so,
do it by them.
So that's the thing. So she wants a specific task and a deadline. So do we want it by February 20th, or do we want it by another day?
What Laura is saying is that we need the website people. People who are responsible for the website, which
but is I would be responsible for giving them the
exactly,
content,
but not
and
that
then
she
working
was
with them to make
it
sure
all.
It is posted.
Right. So we need to work that out with Dale and with Jasmine.
I think we would like her to do it.
If we would like the coordinator to do it, we need a platform that is accessible to the people who need to access it. And, like, we don't need to make a bunch of responsibilities for the website people, more work for them. They're volunteers. We have a paid position. You're welcome to your input on that. I'm open to it. But, yeah, the platform should be user-friendly such that people who have all these documents that need to be submitted can actually go in there by themselves, and, like, Rachel could just upload it herself without all this contact with the committee, perhaps.
Jasmine could answer some of the
Lucia and then.
Well, I was just going to say, what is the state of Dale?
Are we going around?
Can we just answer the question on the table, which is the part about who's going to be responsible, and then that maybe can come after.
Okay. Since it might be helpful to hear from Jasmine before we talk more.
The other members of the board have.
I suggest that the website for this task and many other tasks be accessible, have a platform. The platform we have is not accessible to the people who need to access it and post these things, and that the platform, we need to have an accessible website and platform such that Rachel could log in or another person that's allowed to do that and just post it without all these steps.
Okay. And then can we just... Sorry, Jasmine, I know that you have pertinent information, but the other three reps want to just give their quick feedback in regards to this item.
Jerry.
Okay, I just want to follow the procedure. So our group, I think, was very much in line with what Flora was saying, that we think it makes sense for the coordinator to deliver the information, and if she can post it herself, that's great. If she can't, then she needs to be able to give it to the web people so they can post it. So there's some things that have to happen downstream in order to make that happen. That should be reflected in her responsibilities and in our responsibilities to make sure that she has what she needs to fulfill them. That's it.
Thank you. Daryl?
We did not comment on this.
Okay. Mo?
Yes, we agree the coordinator needs to be responsible for making sure that it is done.
Right.
Not necessarily for doing it.
Right.
Not even, the information will come from the people who have financial reports would come from Cassie. And where they would go is to whoever can post it. Which is for the website group to try to figure out.
Okay.
I mean, as Jerry said, if Rachel can post it, fine. But the only response, it's not the responsibility of the coordinator to design a good website.
Jasmine, are you?
It's responsibility of the coordinator to make sure this information gets put on the website.
Right.
So she goes to the people who have the information, and we can give her some guidance on who those people are. And then with Jasmine or whoever's help, she makes sure it gets posted.
Got it.
Whether it's a beautiful website or not. It is accessible. Once it's on the website, it's accessible.
It's
not that bad.
Jasmine, are you okay to respond?
on to what Laura was saying now. Sorry.
Is everybody good?
Yeah.
Good. Awesome.
The bars
great. I'm happy to work with you, Rachel, on getting that uploaded. I've noted your feedback. I agree with you. The website needs to be more intuitive, easier to use. I'll speak to Dale about that, and we'll form a plan. I also want to say that it's really ambiguous who can talk before other people. I would like for us to decide how that works. So if it's all reps first and then no members talking, great. Let's define that. Where does the secretary fit in? Where does the president fit in? Where's the coordinator fit into that turn order? I'd like to know.
Stay for a couple of minutes after this because I made some notes on that.
Okay.
Also,
thank you.
We were trying a couple of different things, which we got about a 75% grade on it, I think. But we're working on it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So are we good to go to five on the reports? Did we get the did you?
I got it. Thank you, Daryl. Do you want me to just run through those numbers or just forward it to everyone? Okay.
Good. All right. If
this system doesn't work, where it's this one to that one, regarding what gets on the website and all the HOA stuff that needs to be posted, then, I mean, if it doesn't work this month, then it really needs to be looked at and then changed because we have a legal obligation to have the stuff up there, to have the stuff updated, and it's no longer...
We have a coordinator who's taken that on, it seems.
But we want to...
So is there something additional to that?
My deadline is February 20th, as far as I've heard, but no one really said that.
I think it should be sooner.
Okay.
But I don't know what...
Dale
is the only one who understands how his platform works, and he needs to be responsive and in a timely manner.
Okay.
And in a way that doesn't waste the coordinator's time.
I agree.
And, he needs to be responsive in a timely manner. In a way that doesn't waste
it sounds like Jasmine is going to be the intermediary
right.
here.
And we don't know that that's an issue, right?
I'd like to say two things. One is that it'd be helpful if people in the audience can provide information.
Clarification.
But we don't have clarification. Especially if we're going around in groups and somebody says, I'd like to know blah, blah, that the person could say, I know that, and be able to,
if they're not well,
but if you want to express your opinion, then you have to wait till after the board. But the other thing I was going to ask is, what is up with Dale? Do you know?
Is Dale easy to work with? Is it something we should be talking about, and then maybe discuss it after we adjourn? Because I just want to make sure
Scott
that we're not going to
Angie had something to
be
say.
Talking
well,
about our neighbors.
Yeah. Is the process that's happening now going to be able to facilitate us fulfilling our legal responsibilities for the website, or is the process now where Dale is at the head of it and he has this special website that he has designed that is maybe not easily accessible to everybody? Like, is this even a realistic ask? Like, is Dale working in this position or not?
Is it okay for us to discuss that after we adjourn? Is that okay to go? I mean, because I'm interested, but I also want to make sure that we close the meeting.
If there's
a Zoomed meeting, so we don't know where everybody is. Dale could just be sitting in this dark square. I'm not trying to save time. I'm trying to save, like, just the preserve that, like,
yeah, but
community feeling.
Participating.
Okay.
All right.
I get it.
Check.
So we're looking that they'll be at the end of this meeting. Cindy, we want to listen to this snarl a little bit further. Can hang back and we'll take that on.
Thank you.
Okay. So that took us down to determination of penalties and arrears.
So the question is to the reps, would you like to adopt the rate of 9.38% or would you like to have a lower one?
We were
lower.
Who said lower?
Who said lower?
What
lower?
What?
Where? About 5%.
On the screen, we can switch the order.
Yeah,
really.
I don't need to go first.
Whatever you want. Yes, that's fine.
I don't care at all.
Matt?
5%.
Jerry?
We also came at 5%. I think we're the only folks that have somebody who's in this situation right now, and so this did prompt us to talk about how to work with this individual, and Rosa, I might reach out with you. reach out to you with the ideas that you had for your gracious work with folks that got behind. There was some, well, I won't get into a long discussion because I know we're short on time. So just 5% or under.
5%.
5% or less.
5% or less. Jeez.
You can share your...
Yeah, it's hard to say this now. Okay, so Imaginary Group says we are in support of the maximum allowable percentage, which is 9.38.
Whoa!
But we're we're wondering what is the amount of members that this actually, you know, who's actually, not who, but how are many actually in arrears? What are we talking about?
And yeah, we didn't get that report, did we?
Yeah, I haven't sent it to Rose yet. I had 40 checks that came in, so I need to deposit them. They need to be accounted for it to be up to date. And since assessments were just sent out, it's going to look like more people are in arrears than they were.
What was it the last time? What was the amount? But in general, the majority of reps would like it to be at 5%. Is that accurate?
Wait, did we get Daryl?
Yes.
We did, okay.
So does that mission pass 5%?
Yep. All right, so that takes us now to 7. Consider whether notices are needed to preserve MLCs, CNRs from extinguishment under Marketable Record Title Act.
Don't need to go around on that. You could just say no.
Okay. Because
don't say no.
Don't need to do anything. Thanks for the information.
Thank you, Bob.
It has to be in there.
Everybody good with that?
Right.
All right. So,
no.
Now Kathy just has that one.
Pardon? The last one had 7 people on it.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we can include it on the next financial.
For sure.
Thing, just so everyone knows.
Are we good with that? So we need to go now to the report discussions. We wanted to look at.
I read it.
Yeah. You got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
For the community center committee, Imaginary has feedback.
Part number 6, the community center thing. You know, it's just thank you to those people that repaired the trash can screen. I feel weird saying that. And then appreciating Anne's hard work for the community all that she's done.
Numbers, the road and tractor has feedback from Rob West.
On reports,
yeah.
Road and tractor, our group requests a load of gravel on Tan Mouse to fix the problem near Bob Connor's house. James has ideas about how to improve drainage on the road. Justin will help with road work.
Imaginary has feedback on the road and tractor.
On that, we just prefer, there was an item, I guess, where they wanted to put tarps on the gravel. We just don't think that that's necessary in any way.
Walking facilities report, Imaginary has feedback.
Ed is working with someone or with some of the neighbors to help take over his duties. He's still going to do some light blowing off and things like that, but he's handing those duties off.
Okay. And feedback from the fire rescue report from Northwest Kingdom.
Jerry?
Right, that, and we had the same... comment, as Anthony mentioned, that came up, that they didn't think the tarps were needed. You can just blow that off, and if you use the gravel frequently enough, it doesn't get, it's not a problem. It would be good to see, and I'm putting on financial planning hat, it would be good to see overall road needs as well as tree needs as relates to road access. So that those can be plugged into larger scale planning.
Okay, fire rescue report from Imaginary.
I mean, it was just that we wanted to thank everyone for their time on this project. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Double. Ditto.
Is that it?
No. Speed. Space.
What?
All right.
Never mind. Okay. I guess not.
Want to give feedback on a report?
We definitely had some, but
which report?
Several members, but it's fine.
I might not have
I'm not the rep, it's fine.
I might have missed my notes.
It's not you.
It's not you. It's fine.
Just say I'm a rep, yeah.
When we asked at the beginning, who did reps have comments?
I didn't write it down either, so I don't know.
Is there one other?
I thought somebody said tree protectors.
We're missing what he's saying. He's just saying that members
Daryl,
of the group had
Daryl, did you have something you wanted to say about one of the reports?
Yeah. About what?
One of the reports? Did you ask for something to be said about one of the... Did your group...
No, we didn't really talk about any of the reports.
Okay.
I think I've said everything I had to say.
Do you want to say it now?
Oh, no, I'm fine. Yeah.
Have we finished... discussing all the reports, needs on the reports, because then we can go to group concerns. Let's start with Laura.
When is the Space Cadets meeting? What is the day, time, and location of that meeting?
Space Cadets?
Hello. I don't think it's standard.
Another question.
Is that what you're asking if it's standard?
Sounds like it's for Daryl.
Did the Space Cadets meet at a regular time?
I can't hear. Erin, say what she said, because I can't hear anyone else.
Did Space Cadets meet at a specific day and time?
Normally, we meet on Mondays before town council at 6:30, either on Zoom or in person. This month, we were to meet on Tuesday, but people kept saying, here are my comments, and I'm not coming to the meeting. And so we did not have a meeting. I was willing to be here, but everyone said they weren't going to be here, except for Judith. And she came over and went over everything with me, and I took her comments.
Does that answer what you need?
And so then regarding certification, so I assume we went over the election thing, and I'm just assuming it was said that we all have 90 days to take our 4-hour certification course, and it's good for 4 years, and that certification must be posted on our website, so when you get certified, please send that to Rachel.
We did not make that, thank you. We did ask for a preferred provider of the course.
Which I was going to research just because I'm doing it for my family.
Share with us.
But if you are aware of one that you prefer, you
can. Andrew took one. A lot of conversations going on here. What are you needing here?
She's just confirming that we know and it's noted that that new reps, all reps, 90 days to receive their orientation.
There's a training. Free, if you Google free HOA course online, the DBPR has the calendar. You can sign up for a free one. They hold it several times a month.
Okay, there's some more comments to her concern. I'm seeing Jasmine has her hand up.
Sorry, just a question. You know, it doesn't really matter either way, one way or another for me, but Daryl is saying that she was elected in November. That wasn't on the agenda. It doesn't matter, but is it 90 days from November for Daryl, or is it 90 days from today?
90 days
well, the
from
community
when she
started.
Right?
A good amount to the class.
The November meeting was the last meeting we had in 2024, and at that meeting, we fairly casually said that I should just be the continue as rep, and we asked one of the members if he or she would be the alternate, and that person doesn't have time to be the alternate. Tonight, Judith just told me that she would be willing to be alternate, but we have to affirm that in February so that she can be the alternate for the rest of this year.
Okay.
But our practice has been to go ahead and affirm the rep for the following year in the last meeting of the previous year. And I know one person, at least one person, doesn't want me as rep, but that's what I am, as lousy a job as I do.
Oh, Daryl.
Killing it.
Are you getting what you need?
So we were all, we were all just elected again, so now we're newly elected, and so the 90.
It starts in January.
January first, any representatives elected.
Yeah. Do you have a comment about this?
I do. Question, actually. So, am I responsible for finding out a preferred provider, sending it to all reps and alternates, and keeping track of the licensure dates and when they have to renew?
I would just say to clarify, Flora just gave us this, the DPPD. And they do have,
they have a pre-class, so that works as well.
The next one is February 8th. The most recent one was tonight at 5, but the next one's February 8th, so you can just sign up and do it there. So that would be a provider.
To everyone I know of that's already been elected and perfect. Got it.
And then you would keep track of the certificates.
Certifications. Got it.
I don't think it's required for alternates, but it's required for
it's alternates.
I don't think it's required for alternates, but usually they have a Q&A at the end, so we can take that up and try and get that into the Q&A at the end.
Okay. Jerry has her hand up.
To this issue of certification, the certification, once you are certified, how long does it last?
4 years.
Is it an annual thing, or are you good?
Four years.
Four more years.
Is there anything more that needs to be said on this, or can we go to Lucia for group concerns?
I just have one more group concern.
Oh, okay.
I request to see review Eliza's emails from during her tenure, which are part of the public record anyway.
I sent you the email.
Perfect. For whatever reason, it's on me that I didn't receive it, but
just for clarifying to everybody, I responded.
You got it.
Thank you. That day.
We're going to go.
Thank you very much.
In the honest effort to get out of
here. I want those too.
Okay.
We don't have any group concerns, but we did want to thank Ed for his faithful stewardship for years and years and years of our boardwalks and our walking paths, and great appreciation for that. And if we'd known that Mo was leaving, we would have been super appreciating her for all that she has given this community and for decades.
Okay. So, going to Jerry for group concerns.
Well, I will personally echo Lucia's thanks in all this and extend that to welcoming Rachel to her role, and so appreciative of the help she's already given me. We had one person who indicated they were confused and did not know where to get information on how to get on the website and access the website or on Swamp Folk. I've reached out to somebody to help with the Swamp Folk thing, but they suggested that perhaps periodically, maybe in the AC or whatever, we put that information out there so that newer members know how to do that. Kurt has died, and assessment notices and things like that are coming to the wrong email address. Is that something I would tell you, Rachel?
Yeah.
No.
Who do I need to tell that?
Jerry, you can tell me. I think it's already been figured out.
Has it?
Yeah. His son. I think it's his son that reached out, and so we have the.
Adam. Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Kathy.
If you have specific contact info, you can send it to me anyways.
Okay.
Sent me.
Thank you. I'll just send it to you. Double check. Well, and thank you, Kathy, for reaching out. Because the other neighborhood concern that we had is that it seems like we have very short shrift of all the work that Kathy does on the budget. We don't give any time to that in our agenda, which are packed with stuff. And we probably should shorten our agendas so that we have some time to let her go over the reports and point out anything that we need to know or be aware of in regards to our budget. And that would be a recommendation for the future for how we manage our meetings, which I want to appreciate Aaron and everyone else for facilitating so well.
We did agree to do that.
Thank you, Jerry.
Several meetings ago, we agreed to have a place on the agenda every time. Not just, do you want to talk about the bookkeeper reform, but we would put it on the agenda. We agreed to that.
Oh, and I agree. Thank you. Thank you, Lucia, for echoing that. And I want to apologize for not getting you monthly reports from the Financial Planning Committee meeting. You will have a full report from us at the next meeting. And I did send you, Brittany, put together a investment portfolio report, and that has been emailed to all of you. So you have that in your email.
So am I hearing that that we have to have, we should have, it's not adequate just to say, does anybody have any questions about the report from the bookkeeper, that she should have a specific place to?
10 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever.
To look at our budget and what's happening.
Well, I know, but you've got the report
right here. We just, under reports, actually have her talk. Just like the coordinator. I mean, you have items now that you're going to follow up on. And that's what we should hear from her in February, not just 8 hours of email. So make these two
coordinator
face of it.
You know, not that day, actually.
FaceTime.
For the February agenda.
I think there's important information that Cassie has to convey to you that
it's different from the attachment.
Overlooked if we don't.
As a board, we should talk.
She's ready. She would like to do it. She's ready.
Is this something we're trying to do now?
Yes.
Do you want me to do it really quick?
Yes.
Okay.
I have things for you. And the people on Zoom, I'm emailing you right now the things that I'm passing out to the group. So my apologies that these did not come earlier. The timing of the TC agenda with when I get the reports from our bookkeeper is off. I typically get them after the agenda is already sent out. So, but I want to work on that with Elizabeth so that these can more likely be included. But I sent the November report since we didn't have a December meeting. You received the November reports, which you would have received in December. Here is the December report, which just came, I think Sunday. And I highlighted on it on the third page our net income for the year, which is around $8,000. Oh, yeah. Actually, you know what? Why didn't I take one and pass it around? I'm teaching again. Take one and pass it around. Thank you so much. And then here's a little thing that I was going to go over with you. Here. Lucia, you take one and pass it that way. And Rose, you take one and pass it to Rachel and around. I think I printed off 12, which I hope
we can share.
For December. And then she didn't take one.
If you have any leftover, I'll take one.
I have your pack of
shoes. Thanks. Okay, so we had the net income for this year, which meaning our excess funds, was around $8,000. We had decided when we were building the 2025 budget that we would carry forward the remaining coordinator funds, since that is what we voted that we would use those assessment dollars for on paying the coordinator last year. For anyone that doesn't remember, we did not spend $9,600 of that money because we didn't have a coordinator. Since that was what was voted on how it would be used, that's how it needs to be used going forward. So we are moving it forward to this year, creating what's called a designated fund that we're going to put that money in to pay a portion of the coordinator money. We did the same thing last year with the roads and maintenance budget. We moved it forward to a designated fund, which we spent this year and has been closed out. So the only issue is because we overspent in some budgets and then our CC income was lower than we anticipated, we didn't have the full $9,600. And so I'm working with FPC to figure out the best solution. So more to come on that. Let me know if you have any questions or not. It's okay if you don't.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesse.
Yeah. Just a small question, When we go over a category such as contract labor, how does that work? Do they just, is there like an approval? Is there a question?
That is a great question.
Yeah.
And Jerry and I posed the same question to each other, which is actually going to be included in our FPC agenda, which is, if a budget is being overspent or is projected to be overspent, what is the procedure for that? Whether it's contract labor or anything, we have multiple budgets overspent, and so we just want to know procedurally what the best thing is to do. You know, sometimes in the past, it's been like the bookkeeper that's like, hey, just so you know, your budget's overspent, but that's, there's no like hard line for people to stop spending, and then when people submit like a reimbursement to me, I don't, you know. So anyways, that's something that we're talking about in FPC to figure out.
We have traditionally, well, let's say traditionally for 1 year and haphazardly before that, we did a reconciliation.
Is this something we should resolve now, or is this?
So we
I'm just asking from a time standpoint.
No, but I mean, it's just pointing out the need for us to have this discussion, and we need to put a pretty good chunk of time on the next agenda for us to have.
I'd just like to also point out that this report wasn't available for meetings, and that she came to the meeting.
No, her report absolutely was sent to all of you.
Well, no, this the November about. Financials were sent, but not the December because they didn't have them.
Right.
Yes.
I'm just saying, trying to understand how to make this flow, because we're really trying to get the agenda to work smoothly so we can be at 2 hours where we're not going to be tonight. But if you had been here, we would have changed the agenda at the beginning. You would have noted we had more of a meeting because you came late. Weren't you late?
Yes, I was. I have another board meeting tonight, so I have to go between the two. I'm sorry, but I try to get here as fast as I can.
No objection, just to try to understand the dynamic of not having allowed you to do this earlier.
For sure. Well, I wouldn't have to. I typically, like, at some point in the past meetings, have stood up and updated you on things, whether it's admin items or you've asked me questions.
Right.
So I wouldn't. I just thought that I did that at the end of every meeting.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Well, we'll figure that out between now and the next agenda.
Sure.
How to make that smooth. Thank you.
That sounds great.
You're wonderful.
Chart of accounts. I updated, consolidated, as we talked about before with Elizabeth, the chart of accounts for next year, just to make them a little simpler and a little tidier and cleaner. I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have about that now or later, and Rose, I will get with you and talk about the community center one. To the person that is concerned about the VFD being noted as outdoor utilities, I combined the utilities because we had three sections of utilities on the previous budget. I combined them to utilities, and that will be done in memo in the utilities. So outdoor utilities will be memo outdoor utilities. So in the detailed breakdown, that will be clear, but I'm not breaking them out into three different utilities because that's inefficient. Okay, now, next thing. End of year report. I'm working on the end of the year report, which will be available to you at the February meeting. Number four, Carroll & Company. Our tax deadline moved up dramatically to February 3rd, which is very soon. So Elizabeth and I are already working on getting all the documents together to submit our taxes. That is it. Does anyone have any questions?
If only the whole meeting could go like that. Holy cow.
These are blood pressure raising meetings, not mine. Okay. Flora.
So I just wonder if any of this pertains to you and what needs to be on the website. The annual budget and any proposed budgets that will be considered in a meeting need to be posted. And then the annual financial report and any monthly income or expense statements to be considered at a meeting.
That is on my list, which I just want to pull up right now to make sure that I ask you the questions that I need to. Just let me know who I send the monthly reports to and the end of year report, and I will send them to whoever. You?
Mm-hmm. Great.
To go on the website, I mean.
Yeah.
Outdoor utilities done. The only issue that still has yet to be resolved. Also, the loan and the grant, the money given to HP and the loan to HP is represented now on our budget, which you can see. And then also, the only remaining issue we have really budget-wise for this loan, is the AC. We're trying to figure out the AC because obviously it's like doubled, almost tripled in cost, and that was not planned for this year's budget, so we're working to figure that out.
Yeah.
Any other questions? It's okay if you have them. Also, I like it I like it when you have questions. So next time when this is in the agenda and you get it beforehand, maybe you'll have more questions. That would be magical. Great.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm
no applause. No
now with Daryl. Group concerns to Daryl.
We did not have any group concerns.
Group concerns to Mo.
Well, an individual had a concern by email that I forgot to mention in the group, so I don't know whether it's a group concern. But in case, this person says, no permanent markings on trees on common land should occur without town council approval. Can the unsightly markings on the trees by the firehouse be safely removed since the firehouse expansion was not approved?
Okay.
Today, at least one person has that concern.
I don't think it's our job to resolve these. I think there's always a question in my mind.
It's in the minutes.
It's in the minutes. And now we are group concerns to imaginary.
No, we don't have any.
Far East was, we have two poles that have been in the way and an issue for a while. And finally, the cable lines were taken off. Yay. So now we just have two poles. And we don't have to deal, so I need to...
Can we just cut him down?
I don't think Tom's taken them.
So he removes them himself?
Okay.
I knew that he wanted them, but
then
I didn't
that
know
way
how
we did. So we then use them for
the
good?
Are we good on that?
Hey, yeah, like, moments. I don't think it's required to announce at the meeting, but because I am a town council member, I would like to say and announce that I am leaving Shuttle and I am switching to Wild West. Check.
Thank you.
Any other group concerns that we need to talk about, or can we go to non-outdated announcements? Any non-outdated announcements? Okay. I don't, I've never seen that before. What? Okay, then I think we move to adjourn.
No!
No!
We're going to adjourn.
Well, we're not technically on the board, so we'd like to adjourn the meeting. Okay?
Adjourn.
Okay.
Next day is February 20th.
Wow!